With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them in an escalation of the maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and produce more nuclear fissile materials. His statement suggests North Korea will continue a run of weapons testing. New laws taking effect.
The new year rings in. Some new driving laws in Illinois, where decorations and air fresheners are no longer banned from the windshield area. But drivers will be stopped if they're spotted taking part in a video conference or scanning their phones while driving. New limits on guns are taking effect in Colorado, Minnesota, and Illinois, where a ban on high-powered semi-automatic rifles will take effect. A number of states have new laws cutting taxes or raising the minimum wage for workers. Now hitting $16 an hour in New York City, California, and Washington State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. America rose up against woke capitalism in 2023. SRN's Michael Harrington looks back.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's center-right government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says that legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. This is SRN News. The Coast Guard says a lithium-ion battery fire on a cargo ship is out after days of burning off the coast of Alaska. The 19 crew members on the ship Genius Star 11 were uninjured, and technicians from the salvage and marine firefighting team remain on board to ensure that fire doesn't return. An Oregon weekly newspaper laying off its entire staff because of being embezzled.
Eugene Weekly editor Camilla Mortensen says a former employee who was involved with the paper's finances used its bank account to allegedly pay himself some $90,000. Established in 1982, the alternative paper printed some 30,000 copies each week to distribute for free in Eugene, home to the University of Oregon. Police are investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.